Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says active participation of tribal people is necessary for complete development of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with the people in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 tomorrow morning. Israel says it has completed its retaliatory military operation against Iran, warns it against further escalation. IMD forecasts more rains in cyclone-affected parts of Odisha, rescue operations in full swing. Manika Batra becomes first Indian to reach quarterfinals of the World Table Tennis Champions event. And in Pune Test, India are at 167 for 7 against New Zealand, chasing a target of 359 runs. President Draupadi Murmu has said tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through natural lifestyle. Addressing a gathering at the convocation of the Indian Institute of Technology, Bhilai, President Murmu said, by learning from the lifestyle of the tribal people, one can make a significant contribution to the sustainable development of the country. She said the complete development of the country is possible only when there is an active participation of tribal people in the development process.
छत्तीसगढ़ की धरती आदिवासी संस्कृति और परंपराओं से समृद्ध है। जनजातीय समाज के लोग प्रकृति को करीब से समझते हैं और सदियों से पर्यावरण के साथ समन्वय बनाकर जीवन यापन करते हैं। आदिवासी भाई बहन प्राकृतिक जीवन शैली के माध्यम से संचित किए हुए ज्ञान का भंडार है। इसको समझकर और उनकी जीवन शैली में से सीखकर हम भारत के सतत विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान दे सकते हैं।
During the ceremony, President Murmu awarded gold medals to 7 students. Chhattisgarh Governor Raman Deka and Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai were also present on the occasion. The President will grace the convocation of Health Science and Ayush University in Naya Raipur this afternoon. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has highlighted India's cultural philosophy of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, which envisions humanity as one family. He noted that Sanatan Dharma embodies inclusivity, emphasizing that India, home to 1/6 of the global population, values humility, non-violence, and respect for elders and teachers. The Vice President delivered these remarks at the Namah Shivai recitation event during the Sanyas Suvarna Mahotsav of Sri Bharti Tirth Swamiji in Bengaluru today. Union Ministers Prahlad Joshi, V. Somanna and Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar were also present during the event. In Jharkhand, the filing of nominations ended yesterday for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. More from our correspondent.
Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nomination till 30th of this month. Assembly election in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on 20th of November. Meanwhile, illegal materials and cash worth over 51 crore rupees have been seized so far during search operation in different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly polls. 16 FIRs have been lodged for violations of the Model Code of Conduct. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, this is Chiragja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Maharashtra, Congress and Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray have announced their second lists of candidates. The Congress has fielded former Maharashtra Minister Vasant Purke from Raligaon, Anuja Kedar from Savner, Dilip Bansod from Arjuni Morgaon, Kailas Gorantyal from Jalna and Ganesh Yadav from Sion Koliwada, among others. The Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray has nominated Anil Gote from Dhule, Rupali Patil from Hingoli, Ajay Chaudhary from Shivri, and Manoj Jamsutkar from Baikula, among others. The deadline to file nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections is the 29th of October. Polling is scheduled for the 20th of November and counting is to take place on the 23rd of November. The nomination process ended yesterday for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. By-polls will be held for 9 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh, 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 each in Bihar and Punjab, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Kerala, Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. The voting at these seats will take place on the 13th of next month. By-elections for the Wayanad parliamentary constituency will also take place on the same day. By-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will be held on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken the Swachhata Abhiyan to every household and common people and they are participating in the campaign with great enthusiasm. Dr. Murugan was addressing the program Vartalap, a decade of cleanliness, special initiative for Clean Bhopal, organized by Press Information Bureau in collaboration with Municipal Corporation in Bhopal today as the chief guest. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman has called on the World Bank to promote a two-way exchange of innovations drawing from the transformative experiences of the Global South in the sectors of digital inclusion and sustainable energy. The Finance Minister made the statement while addressing the Development Committee plenary session on a future-ready World Bank group during the annual meetings in 2024 at the World Bank in Washington, D.C. She sought a more affordable World Bank with a more competitive pricing model to foster broader participation, incentivize middle-income countries to borrow more and deepen development impact. Union Minister also reiterated India's stand that the World Bank should adopt a strictly evidence-based and data-driven approach when preparing global indices and country comparators such as the World Bank Governance Indicators and the new Be Ready Index. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended the deadline for corporate taxpayers to file income tax returns for the assessment year 2024-25. The due date has been extended from the 31st of October to the 15th of November. ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath will deliver the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi this afternoon. He will speak on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers. The lecture is organized by Prasar Bharati in memory of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. Tensions have escalated in West Asia as Israel conducted precise strikes on military targets in Iran. Iranian state media reported several loud explosions in Tehran. The Israel Defense Forces said the strikes are in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on the 1st of October. The Israeli military said it has completed its retaliation and warned Iran against further escalation. However, the United States has denied any involvement in strikes on Iran. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Over 100 Israeli fighter jets participated in the coordinated strikes, targeting military installations across multiple Iranian provinces, including Tehran, Ilam, and Khuzestan. These strikes represent the first direct attacks on Tehran since the Iran-Iraq war, signaling a historic shift in the conflict dynamics between the two nations. Iranian officials have acknowledged the attacks while downplaying their impact, claiming only limited damage to military installations. The Iranian Civil Aviation Organization responded by suspending all flights indefinitely and closing the country's airspace, a move that highlights the gravity of the situation. The conflict has also spilled into the neighboring Syria, where the state media reported Israeli strikes on military installations in central and southern regions. This military action follows a chain of escalating events, beginning with the death of Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniya in Iran on July 31st, an operation widely attributed to Israel. The situation intensified after an Israeli air raid killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and Revolutionary Guards General Abbas Nilfurshan in Lebanon on September 27th. Which prompted Iran's October 1st response of launching approximately 200 ballistic missiles towards Israel. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
In Odisha, the rehabilitation and restoration work in the severe cyclone-affected regions of coastal districts are in full swing. The severe cyclone Dana had made landfall in the intervening night of Thursday and Friday between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra in Odisha coast. The India Meteorological Department has said the cyclonic system has now diminished to a well-marked low-pressure area in the northern parts of Odisha. It is expected to weaken further and become negligible within the next 12 hours. The rainfall is expected to persist in various parts of the state influenced by the cyclonic system. More from our correspondent from Bhubaneswar.
The state government has initiated a comprehensive damage assessment expected to be completed within 7 days. As per the preliminary assessment, over 2.8 lakh hectares of agricultural land is submerged in water and standing crops in 1.75 lakh hectares have been severely affected by the impact of Dana. The state government has declared people who lost their homes in the cyclone will be provided with pakka houses. Works are going on in full swing to restore power in the districts affected by the cyclone and are expected to be completed by today. Odisha will submit a detailed loss report caused by the severe cyclone to center within 7 days for financial assistance. Meanwhile, incessant rains for the last few days caused by Dana has created apprehensions of flood in low-lying areas of the Mayurbhanj and Baleswar districts. The water level of Budhavalanga and Subarnarekha rivers has risen. Budhavalanga river is flowing above the danger level. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, South Kerala and Lakshadweep today. The weather agency has also predicted light to moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms and lightning likely over Puducherry, Karaikal and Mahe today. The IMD added that no significant weather change is expected over the rest of the country. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board. The CPCB has reported an air quality index of 235 in the national capital this afternoon. On to sports, and Manika Batra has made table tennis history as she became the first Indian to qualify for quarterfinals at a WTT Champions event. Indian paddler Manika yesterday defeated Bernadette Sox of Romania 3-1 in the round of 16 in Montpellier, France. Manika will next face China's Qian Tianyi today. Manika had also beaten the Romanian at the 2024 Paris Olympics earlier this year with a scoreline of 3-2. She had become the first table tennis player from India to reach the last 16 in the singles table tennis competition in an Olympics. Batra, a multiple Commonwealth Games medalist. The other Indian in the fray in women's singles, Srija Akula, had lost 2-3 against world number 13 Adriana Diaz of Puerto Rico in the first round. In cricket, New Zealand, after scoring 255 runs in their second innings against India, set a target of 359 runs on day 3 of the second test match in Pune. Chasing the target at Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium, India were 178 for 7 in their second innings when reports last came in. In their first innings, the Kiwis hit 259, while in response, India were bowled out for 156 runs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says active participation of tribal people is necessary for complete development of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with the people in Man Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 tomorrow morning. Israel says it has completed its retaliatory military operation against Iran, warns it against further escalation. IMD forecasts more rains in cyclone-affected parts of Odisha, rescue operations in full swing. Manika Batra becomes first Indian to reach quarterfinals of the World Table Tennis Champions event. And in Pune Test, India are at 178 for 7 against New Zealand, chasing a target of 359 runs. And with that, we end the midday news.